Minna-san, konnichiwa, I'm Chris. Welcome to Japan Pop Ukiuki. The episode you're going to listen was recorded for my previous series of shows, but actually was never been released. So you're going to listen a conversation between me and Jack about a Japanese TV series called Choosing Spouse by Lottery. Feel free to contact me for your ideas and your feedback at Chris_Ukiuki, both on Instagram and TikTok. For now, enjoy the show, and we'll see again very soon. Hi, I'm Chris. Welcome to a brand new episode.
And I'm Jack. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Welcome back to all of you that are already familiar with us, and a huge welcome for all new listeners.
Today, we decided to open a new episode talking about one of our main passions, which is TV series.
Soon you will discover that this series is very much related to mental health.
We are talking about a drama TV series called Choosing Spouse by Lottery.
As you know, guys, both me and Jack have a passion for Japan. This series is no exception, a Japanese series. Actually, I'm not sure about the original title, but at least in the West is known as Choosing Spouse by Lottery. Me and Jack were able to see this on an app that is called Rakuten Viki. I think, Jack, that we discuss about the streaming jungle in a very early episode of our podcast, I think more than 2 years ago by now.
Yeah, right, Chris. It's really difficult to orientate ourselves in this, as we called it, jungle between the platforms that are promoted and that we can appreciate. But of course, when we are talking about Rakuten Viki, we are talking about a platform orientated to Asian cinematography.
As a quick review of the app, Rakuten Viki is available for all major platforms, including tablets, smartphone, as well as Chromecast, Smart TV, and Apple TV. So it's basically an app dedicated to fans of Asian entertainment. So you can find TV series and movies from countries like China, Japan, South Korea, Thailand, and I guess much more. At least for me, I focus mostly on the Chinese and Japanese contents of this app. Free with limited catalog, with also advertisement. But if you want to enjoy the full catalog advertisement free, there is also monthly and yearly pro plan that is not as costly as major platforms like Netflix or Disney Plus, because it's also, you know, a niche. But I guess around 60 to 70 euro or dollars, you can get the yearly plan. So if you have a big passion for Japan like me, something that I would totally recommend.
Yeah, actually, Chris, I didn't know most of the titles that were in it, but I was also very interested to discover more about culture and some products of a market which I was not used to know before. So
yeah,
I cannot say that I have such a big passion for Asian products until now, but of course I'm very interested. And for example, for me, which I've given it a try and I just subscribed it with my mail and downloaded the app, I could as well watch the first episode of this new brand TV series that we are going to review.
And like me, that I have this huge passion and I subscribed to the annual plan. You know, I guess now it's like the second year that I'm using this service. And all the series and movies, at least here in the Italian streaming jungle, it's impossible to find any of these contents anywhere else. So are Rakuten Viki exclusive, most of them.
Yeah, that's great.
I would like also to point out that I'm just a fan of the service and this platform, and we are not sponsoring anything here. We never received a sponsor. So if you guys are listening to us recommending a product, it's just because we enjoy the product ourselves and nothing is sponsored.
You do good to point that out, Chris. Yes.
Yeah, of course, because nowadays, Jack, if you watch especially YouTube or anything really. You can see that a vast majority of videos are sponsored. So every time I watch this kind of videos, I always wondering, is it the sponsor? Is it really such a good product? So, you know, still have a bit of doubt. On Rakuten Viki, you can find series that are brand new, and there are teams of language experts that are translating the app, I would say in the vast majority of Western languages, so you can watch a subtitle new episode in just a few days from the original Japan release. But there are also, you know, older titles like this one. And I guess, Jack, that this product as well is not brand new. In fact, it's from 2018.
So actually, this TV series is drawn from a novel by Miu Kakiya, and it's quite popular also, Chris, I think.
So, you know, Jack, that until the point that we started recording, I didn't even know that it was based on a novel. But actually, I can understand why, because the series is profound and full of insights and contents related to mental health, to nowadays society. In the series, it's kind of pushed to the extremes.
And it's not even that long a series, it's just 8 episodes, so you could give it a try and finish it in a relatively short time. Watching TV series, 8 episodes for me is something that I could watch entirely just a few days.
Yeah, for me, unless I really enjoyed a specific series, most likely I will drop after a couple of minutes or just after the first pilot episode. But in this case, I like it so much that I basically watch the entire series less than 1 week.
That's great. And also, I think that the content and the plot is very interesting and thrilling, and you're willing to go on in the narration, because from the start, we are drawn into the happenings and into the life of this young man, the 26-year-old single man, Tatsuhiro Miyazaka, that works as a systems engineer and gets his life turned upside down in just a few moments.
We don't want to spoil anything, with the exception of the general plot. It was easy to kind of feel an empathy with the main character because he's suffering from OCD. Basically, nowadays society, according to the plot of the series, all boys and girls, or I would say men and women from the age of 25 to 39, have an obligation to get married throughout a lottery. They are going through several first dates, and they have the power to refuse up to 3 potential partners. But if they are going to refuse once more, they are going to take their services to a special military unit. I guess that almost no one would like to do that.
As many of the characters of the series point out, not everyone is fitting the military routine anymore. Someone is quite cursed by this possible happening, so they do everything they can to prevent this last punishment from the government.
There is no difference between boys and girls, so all of them, if they refuse 3 times, are going to do that. Our poor main character, he had such a big trauma in the past, and after that he developed OCD, especially with contamination team related. He's working in a company and staying home the vast majority of the time, cleaning up everything, and if he goes out, he takes his own little bag with straw, chopsticks, or sanification items. You know how hard it is for him, like going on a first date, and especially if he has no experience at all with girls up until that day.
Despite the fact that the government's new policy is something that frightens all the Japanese population, still for Tatsuhiko, it's something that can change his life upside down, because he's not used at all to a social relationship. This could actually be a little push for him, because he will be not so desperate about this decision.
Yeah, let's say he tried to look a positive side, even though it's quite hard. So again, completely without spoiler, this is a story about personal growth, about dealing with mental health in his case, but of course, he's the main character, but there are a lot, I would say, of second characters that are struggling with specific situations. Think about all the members of the LGBT community, or, for example, women that for any reason cannot have a child. And this law is kind of meant to face the decline of Japanese population. You see how complex it can be for actually the young adults.
Last but not least, this series gives a special opportunity to think about the nature of human relationships and the decisions we take in life. Our decision to get married or not to get married, and the reasons behind every of our possibilities.
Yeah, I would say nowadays it's not like it used to be, for example, 30 or 40 years ago, but it's kind of, you know, this implication what the society in general is expecting for, I would say, people of our age, so, you know, in our 30s, compared to what is your real desire and your dreams for your life. While watching this series, I was able to reflect upon so many themes. I watch it, all of them, and I can truly recommend to anyone that feel some kind of connection to these themes.
What struck me the most about this series was the opening, because it opens up with a very positive message, meaning that we can sum up with, you're not alone, there is always someone there for you to hold on and to live for, despite the fact that you may feel isolated or alone. We see one of these great cinematographic images, for example, when Tatsuhiko is running alone on a street, or he's roaming around searching for his identity. It's something that is recurrent, as far as I can tell, from my experience on Asian cinematography.
Yeah, of course. I think we cannot say much more without going into the spoiler area. So I would like to ask Jack, to our listeners, if by any chance they already watch the series, maybe because they are fan of the Rakuten Viki app, or someone is listening also from Japan, so maybe they watch it way back in 2018. I'm curious both about people who already saw the series and maybe if someone got curious to watch it after listening to us. So again, you're welcome to let us know your opinion on Instagram. All the info are in the show notes, both on YouTube and on major podcasting platforms.
Get in touch with us. We are waiting for your opinions and reply. And also try to think what will happen if you had to choose a spouse by lottery one day. How would you react?
If there was some kind of law here in Italy, but I guess maybe in other countries, in the US, I'm not sure if it will be well received, but I think no, I have this feeling.
No, they say that winning the lottery, it's an act of luck. I think it might not be the same in this case. Until next time, guys.
Matane.